12 Houston, for information, you should be crossing 60 degrees east at 840208.
We agree.
We're getting the lunar surface. It appears that we can see the subsolar point, or could at one time there. We can see numerous small light-colored craters.
Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Dick. He's got Langerness out the window.
Okay, very good.
We're coming up on Fox 2 Houston.
Alrighty.
Dick's got the camera, he's pointed over to his Langerness now. This Batavius over here is a beautiful thing. Whenever you get finished, I'll see if I can shoot it.
Okay.
He's got out of 5 geeks in the middle.
What happened to the binocular?
There it is.
I understand that the crater appears to be white down inside, Al.
It's white, and then it's got some radial streaks of a more darker material. It's moving down, looks, or at least runs from the rim down to the center, down to the flat bottom. I think you can see those on the TV. Let me show you a real bright crater that's more towards the horizon, but it's one of the very, very bright ones. Can you see that? I'll try to put it right in the center.
Okay, I see one that's just a little bit above the edge of the window there.
Right, another interesting thing is this white or gray white moon, in contrast very starkly with the black sky, just like everyone's reported. And maybe even so on the TV down there, but the black is about as black as you've ever seen in your life. It's just doesn't have any hues or anything to it. It's just solid, straight, dull black. And in the moon, it's just sort of very light concrete color. In fact, if I wanted to look at something that I thought was about the same color as the moon, I'd go out and look at my driveway.
Okay,
well,
there
is even Earth orbit at night or the daytime, the sky was never as black as it is here. This is the blackest black I ever saw. Al described it as dull. It doesn't even seem like a dull black when you look at it on the horizon. To me, it's like an ebony black. It's as cold black as I've ever seen. Okay, I'm going to pass the TV over to check it out. Show you, there's a very interesting crater that Dick's got down there. There's another one that I'm looking into. It's the first one I see with the fractures at the bottom of it that we've flown right directly over. And there's a fracture pattern that runs right through the middle of the crater, including the rim of it, perpendicular to it. Crosses all the way across the crater, so it gives me the feeling that the fracture pattern, that particular fracture, doesn't have anything to do with the crater.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, what are we looking at there now, 12? Is that the bottom of the crater or a Mare area?
It's the bottom of a crater. It's a large Mare area, actually, Paul. And in the crater, there are two brand new craters that have fairly detailed green patterns going out from them. They're quite startling when you see them because they are perfect radial patterns from two of them right next to each other.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Matter of fact, that one ray pattern looks like it's only one direction. Now look that way to you, Dick.
Yeah, it looks like it's correct.
Okay. looking down into a real fresh impact crater in the Sea of Fertility, and with the binocular I can see some pretty large boulders, so I guess as high as we are, if I can see those boulders, they must be pretty darn big.
Roger. Now we can see that crater in the lower left part of the screen right now.
Down to the ridge line. They're running perpendicular to it, more or less.
crater. We see in the top left part of the screen right now. In the view we can see now, there appears to be a dark line running from the lower left up toward the top center. Can you make anything out of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to show you.
Okay,
looks like some fairly deep rills and grommets over there, particularly the ones that you asked about. Very, very deep. There's a nice wide one over there, Pete. Can you see it? Over by that fresh impact basement. Yeah, I'll put it over there with Dick.
12 Houston, and that scene you just shifted from, there appeared to be two parallel rills. You confirm that?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, in looking at it, there are two parallel rills, and then they actually pick up, well, not quite a third one. It's like one ends on one side, the middle one goes all the way through, and then one picks up on the right-hand side.
Buzz, understand. The problem
is two parallel grommets in this scene. Also on that rill, one of the last things we saw at the Cape when we talked to the geologist was the little experiment that the guy did blowing air through the sand, gases, and sure enough, I've got some examples of that right here in those trench-like structures. There's some crater chains running through them and alongside them, just like...
Yeah,
we talked about it.
We've got some examples. There's a big giant up here. He's blowing sand all over the place. Okay, understand. Now, we could see a furrow or a trench coming from the lower left side of the screen up toward the center and kind of ending in a string of rather poorly defined craters.
Roger, that's one over here. It's actually a double grommet. Not off center. Two of them parallel each other.
Hey, Dick, you see the double craters right there? You see the grommets run alongside them, and you see a little string. It looks like a string of craters, two sets of them. Can you give them that on the TV? I might get it out of this window. Wait a minute. Let me try the center one.
Well, Houston, while you're setting up, how's the view out your windows now?
Here.
Pretty much the same, Houston. Window number 5 is a good one. Window number 4 is poor. Window number 3, which is the hatch window, it's still the same condition it was in launch. All of them are. But because we got a bright background instead of the dark background we had before, the marks on them aren't quite as noticeable.
Okay, we're getting a very good picture there.
Number 1 is the worst window, number 2. Okay, this is up north. And I'm seeing a rail here with a whole bunch of, looks like vent holes running along these rails.
That's a farm. We could see them before. You just moved off of what appears to be a rail, moving to the right now. And we could see a
rail
on
your side over there, Dick. Yeah, this is the. There's several. There's a whole bunch of areas in here, just looking out the window generally, that give you the feeling that, we've talked about with the geologists, that some of this is volcanic action in here.
Okay, now we can see a crater just to the left of the screen there that's rather poorly defined, and there appears to be a good-sized rill or fracture running across the floor. Affirmative, we haven't. Houston, can you open your F-stop any, get in this dim light?
That'll help it, we'll try. How's that look, Houston?
That's better.
Sure looks better here. There's an interesting feature down there that you're looking at near that large crater. The hole seems to be a general trending of ridges in this area. All in the same direction. It'd be running, I guess, on your camera from the top right-hand corner to the lower left. And it's particularly evident down there by the large crater that's in your picture.
How do we see that?
There it is. You see it?
That's right.
Interesting. I guess it's probably parallel to this. Let me show you some more of these clouds. I think you'll like them. Large bumps on top of the body. Okay, let me show them moisting. Over
okay,
here.
There you go.
All right.
Moisting.
Yeah. So there's valleys up to the north.
All right.
Well, you know it again if you want. It's the close one in. Boy, it's beautiful, right? Look at that crater. Wowie. Yeah, that's
there you go, Houston.
There we got it.
I believe that's moisting.
That is
moisting. That's starting to get a little dark outside.
Okay, whenever you get finished, there's a beauty over here.
Another fire pilot's life. Hours and hours.
Good. Roger.
How's that look, Houston?
That's looking good, Al.
That crater's a beauty out there. The rim is illuminated by the low sun, while down inside the crater it's dark. And you can see the ray patterns from here, and you can see the Murray surface. It almost looks like somebody took some cake icing and spread it with a big knife, laid it all around out there, and then somebody shot some DVs in. It really is beautiful. It's got that layering all over it.
Spacecraft systems are in excellent shape.
12, Roger. Thank you.